Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing South Africa's crucial elections in which the ruling African National Congress is predicted to fail to get a majority. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is guilty of falsifying financial records to hide a payment to an adult film star to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. Tina Trini reports from New York.
Guilty on all 34 counts. That's what a unanimous New York jury decided after less than 2 days of deliberation, that Donald Trump, the first U.S. president tried in a criminal court, falsified business records to suppress potentially damaging information ahead of his 2016 election. After hearing the verdict, the presumed 2024 Republican presidential candidate left the courthouse, saying voters will decide his fate on Election Day.
This was a rigged, disgraceful trial, but the real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
But those voters may not include Trump himself, says University of Virginia professor Barbara Perry.
It would be the case that if he maintains his residency in Florida, a state where convicted felons are not allowed to vote, that he literally would not be allowed to vote for himself.
President Joe Biden's reelection campaign released a statement saying, "In New York today, we saw that no one is above the law." Former federal prosecutor and New York Law School professor Steve Cohen was not surprised by the verdict.
The legal reality is either you believe in the jury system or you don't. And I happen to believe in the jury system. The case was tried. It was tried carefully, at times almost meticulously. It doesn't mean there won't be issues on appeal. There always are issues on appeal. It doesn't mean that there won't be surprises to come.
22 witnesses testified in the six-week trial, including a tabloid newspaper editor who described suppressing stories critical of Trump. Adult film star Stormy Daniels, who said she was paid to keep quiet about a sexual encounter with Trump that he denies. And former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, who said he made those payments to Daniels on Trump's behalf. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg said the jury made its decision based on the evidence in the law.
Now, while this defendant may be unlike any other in American history, we arrived at this trial and ultimately today at this verdict in the same manner as every other case that comes through the courtroom doors, by following the facts and the law and doing so without fear or favor.
Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th. That's just days before the Republican Party is expected to formally nominate him as their presidential candidate at the party convention in the Midwest state of Wisconsin. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
Thank you there, Tina. The African National Congress appeared poised on Friday to lose a parliamentary majority it has held for over 30 years. Partial election results indicated as South African voters punished the former liberation movement after years of the national decline. Gabe Singa reports.
The African National Congress appears set to lose a parliamentary majority it has held for 30 years. By the early hours of Friday, its vote share stood at less than 43%, with half of all polling stations having reported results. The party of Nelson Mandela still looked likely to remain the largest political force, but for the first time in the country's post-apartheid history, it appears set to be pushed into a coalition with other parties. ANC chairperson Guido Mantashe remained hopeful, however.
We are waiting for the results. We want to win with outright majority. A coalition is not a plan, it is a consequence. We'll deal with that consequence when it happens.
Which party the ANC might choose to work with remains unclear. The pro-business Democratic Alliance was in second place with over 23%, while the new party of former President Jacob Zuma was third at around 10%. Susan Boyson is a political analyst.
We're already pretty sure that the ANC is going to stabilize its support levels around 42% of the national vote. And that is quite a significant drop from about 57.5% in the elections, national elections 5 years ago. So that is a significant drop.
The last decade has seen the ANC racked by repeated corruption scandals. Meanwhile, South Africans have watched the economy stagnate, unemployment and poverty climb, and infrastructure crumble, leading to regular power outages. Under South Africa's proportional voting system, parties' shares of the vote determine the number of seats they get in the National Assembly, which then elects the next president. That could still be the ANC's leader and incumbent President Cyril Ramaphosa. However, an embarrassing showing at the polls could fuel a leadership challenge. The Electoral Commission has 7 days to declare full results by law, though it's usually faster than that.
High Court Judge Justice Rogers Manyangaidze has granted Neville Muchangwa and his co-accused US$1,000 bail each. Neville, the son of Women's Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa and ZANU-PF spokesperson Mr. Chris Muchangwa, was arrested early this month for allegedly illegally trading in money laundering. He was in remand prison for more than 2 weeks. Neville Muchangwa and his accomplice's lawyer, Josephine Sande, speaks to Studio 7 in Harare following the bail hearing.
The bail was granted. It lasts after some 2 weeks of fighting for it. But we are so happy that the bail has been granted today. Firstly, was that each of the appellants was awarded to pay $1,000, who equivalent in Zig, to report twice a week on a Monday and a Friday between 6 a.m. and at nearest police stations, not to interfere with witnesses and to surrender their travel documents.
That was Neville Muchangwa's lawyer, Josephine Sande, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, back to our main topic. Opinion polls suggest that the ruling African National Congress may lose its parliamentary majority and fail to single-handedly form the next government. About 27 million South Africans registered to vote in the elections, with the Independent Electoral Commission of South Africa saying there was 58% voter turnout. With over 71% results out, the African National Congress is leading with over 41%, followed by the Democratic Alliance with over 22%, followed by the new party Umkhonto we Sizwe, led by former President Jacob Zuma and Julius Malema's economic freedom fighters. The full results of the elections are expected to be announced on Sunday. A party needs to get 50% of the vote in order to form the next government. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by a political analyst based in South Africa, Ricky Makonza, a professor at Tshwane University of Technology, Mr. Kudakwashe Bandama, an independent analyst who has worked with the African Union observing elections in different African countries, and Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, Secretary General for the Freedom Alliance. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good evening to your listeners and viewers.
I'll start off with you, Professor Mukonza. What is the mood like in South Africa right now?
I think in some parts there is apprehension, particularly from the African National Congress. There was expectation that ANC were not going to perform like they had performed in previous elections, but they didn't expect to perform as bad as they have performed. Mm-hmm. There's jubilation, the MK camp, because I think they surpassed the expectations. Their own expectations and the expectations of many on how they were going to perform. I think there's also a gloomy picture on the economic freedom fighters, because I think they are one of the victims of the emergence of the MK party.
Mm-hmm.
There is also jubilation with the Democratic Alliance, because I think they've performed generally well. They have not, you would recall in the 2019 elections, they scored just above 20%, and now they are on 22%. The expectation was that they were actually going to perform worse than in 2019 because of various factors, including loss of prominent black leaders and so forth. But they've done well thus far. So generally, it's a mixed reaction.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Over to you, Mr. Bandama. Projections saw that the ANC might fail to get a majority that allows it to form its own government. What are the implications of this?
Thank you very much for that. So the implications for that from the onset would be that it would need to have a coalition with a number of other parties, or maybe one strong party, to be able to get somewhat of a majority, to be able to make decisions. And even when it comes to the selection of the person who will take the seat of the president, they would need some other parties to back their decision to be able to have that say in parliament, which is why there's always a big drive towards having the two-thirds majority, because at the first sitting of parliament, when you sit, you must elect the new head of state, and that vote is very crucial. So if you don't have the numbers, it would become a whole contested election once again, which might turn out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Moving on to Mr. Ncube. If this were to happen, which party is likely to partner with the ANC to form a coalition government?
I don't know exactly which is likely to form that government, but there has been talk of an ANC-DA coalition, which one may not actually project how it is going to work, considering that coalitions have actually failed to yield good results if you are to think of local government, etc. And then if you look at the ANC's right, the Radical Economic Transformation part of it, that is at loggerheads with the DA approach, which talks of employment, people be creating employment, people being workers, as opposed to what the ANC is looking forward to. So for now, it will be difficult, but I think the best would be for the ANC to get amongst the MK, DA, EFF, who have got the numbers, so that they don't need a lot of parties being in that pact, which might not work well. Look at the potholes around these cities once there was this concept of coalition. So it is not easy to say who the ANC should partner with.
Thank you so much. Professor Mukonza, tumbopinda mumurimi rwa mai. Kuti munoona sei kuti ndeapi mapato angangowanikwa iwo achibatsana neANC kana vakatadza kuwana mavhota vanofanira kuwana. Uyezve tinoona kuti vamwe vari kuona zviri kubuda vari kuti inga ANC iri pamusoro wani uyezve iri kukunda, saka sei vanhu vari kuti haisati yanyatsosvika pairi kufanira kusvika. Mungatsanangura kuti vanofanira kuwana mavhoti mangani kuti vatonge vari vega.
My time is marvelous. Kuti ANC kana bato ripi neripi zvaro rigone kutonga rirega, rinofana kuwana 50% plus one vote kundo kuti bato rigone. Saka kuti mamirira zvakaita iroradza kuti haisi ingangotadza kusvika pa 50% plus one vote. Ichatoda kushandidzana nemamwe mapato. inogona kusarudza bato rimwe chete nekuti mamirira zvakaita iri kutambira pa 41-42% saka ichada rimwe bato rinoipa ma percentage anosvika kana 9 kana kudaro saka mapato anogona kuipa ma percentage iwayo kune Economic Freedom Fighters kune Umkhondosizwe kune Democratic Alliance ari matatu ndo angagoni rimwe rawo ringagoni kubatana ne ANC ubva vaumba hurumende saka zvazvinoita panoitika izvozvi pane vamwe vanouya vachiti aiwa toda chakati sekuti zvinezvi tiri kunzwa veEconomic Freedom Fighters vari kuti ai kuti tishandidzane nemi tipei chigaro chagurukota rezvemari ndo chavari kutungamidza veDemocratic Alliance vanenge vari kuti vanoda kuita mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika saka panenge paine nyaya dzinenge dzakutaurika dzakadaro daro kupa nekudyidzana-dyidzana kusvika pasvika pakuwirirana.
Aiwa, tinotenda muzvinafundo Mukonza. Coming to you, Mr. Ncube, if you can, I understand we have lost Mr. Ncube, but Mr. Bandana, any lessons from Zimbabwe, from what we're seeing happening in this South African election?
I think for Zimbabwe, the lessons are many. But I think the lessons also go beyond the confines of Zimbabwe, because this is a big election year for the continent. So there are many elections to come. However, looking at the IEC's conduct, some things which are very good to recommend are, for example, they had a very timely transmission of information. So there's hardly times when you'd be in the dark as to what is happening. They utilized various platforms. They used social media, for example, X. They had regular media briefings at their results operations center, the ROC. So that helped in terms of building confidence. And they kept an ear to the ground to make sure that whatever is happening or whatever conversations are happening, which can have an impact on the purported integrity of the polls, they would respond when they would have briefing. So I think that gave them a very strong outlook of transparency. I mean, during election day, there were some polling stations in voting districts which had the voter management devices not working. And then they quickly announced that you should be able to quickly transition from that to the manual, use the voter's roll, cancel out the name. So things like that showed that they were in touch with the reality on the ground, mm-hmm. and they were very quick to respond. So that helped, and I think that's a lesson to learn from the continent at large.
Thank you very much there, Mr. Bandama. But I understand we have a caller. Caller Makadi Enyu. Hello, caller.
Hello, Makadi Tete.
Aiwa, Tete Vari Wadi. Ndimi muri kuona pari zvino pane sarudzo irimo muSouth Africa. Munoti nezviri kuitika. Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Muri kutaura na Lovemore Matarara, ndiri kuno kuSouth Africa kuLimpopo.
Saka ndimi muri munzvimbo yacho iri kuitika. Kwakamira sei kuLimpopo kwamuri uku?
Kuno uku kwandiri kwachakanaka chaizvo. Chekutanga chandingada kutaura pamusoro pesarudzo dzatiri kuona muno muSouth Africa ne ndinoshuvirawo nyika yekwedu Zimbabwe remangwana yaro sarudzo yaro kuti dei yaitawo sarudzo inonakidza kuona nekunakidza maitirwo ayo seyatiri kuona muno muSouth Africa.
Zvii zvanyanya kukufadzai sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvamuri kuona zviri kuitwa imomo zvamungada kuonawo zvichiitwa kuZimbabwe?
Chekutanga kuva vanhu vachiita sarudzo dzakasunungwa, kuva nekusiyana pamaonero nemafungiro atinoita nesarudzo dzedu, kuti kana ini ndakava nemaonero angu pakaita umwe ari pasaidi pangu ane maonero ake, haisiri mhosva. Kuvhota ikodzero yemunhu achivhotera bato rake raanoda. Tidzise ruvengo pakusarudza zvinhu zvakasiyana, ndozvandinonya kukurudzira. Chechipiri, kushanda kwemapurisa nekomisheni inoongorora inoita nezvesarudzo nemasoja kuti vanatsokuona kuti chinonzi kubata sarudzo kuita sarudzo dzinogutsa munhu wese dzinoti kana munhu akanga achinyunyuta munofanira kuti mumuteerere mumuunzi muunzwe chichemo chake chezvaari kunyunyuta kana zvichigadzirisa zvogadzirisika kana achioneswawo kuti apa tinozvigadzirisawo so hatingazoiti zvaunoda iwe zvese nekuti pane vamwe vasingazvidiwo zvogadziriswa nepakati kuti komisheni inotungamira sarudzo inenge yakarerekera kusaidhi rimwe zvatinoona kuti panguva dzesarudzo kazhinji kwacho kunonyanya kusungawo mapato anopikisa mara vemapato anenge achiri kutonga nyanya rinotonga munyika medu chero vakandivarova vanhu kana ndivafungidzirwa unoinivhesitirwa investigatora nyaya yake ari panze asina kusungiwa mara vobato rakapikisa unoinivhesitigirwa nyaya yako inoongororwa ari mukati mejere end of the end toona kuti hapana nyaya yanenge achinyika ndezvematongerwo enyika ndezvimwezvi zvatiri kushuvirawo munyika yese yedu kuti mutiwe sarudzo dzakachena sarudzo dzekuti chero dzakabuda dzichitaridza kuti asedzi dzatiri kuona dzadzisati dzatitaridza kuti bato riri kutonga muno musouth africa richabuda riri pakanaka here mara ari kuverenga zvakanaka zvine rusununguko kunyika yekuoda ndisungudziri kuti panojeka semajekero atiri kuonawo vatoko
Aiwa manyatsotsanangudza saka ikoko kwamuri kuLimpopo vanhu vakanyanyorerekera kubato ripi
kuno kuLimpopo inoita zvayo sekuti yakahosta neANC asi chiri kundopotawo chibatabata ANC kuti vamwe vanga vari kuANC vakawanda vacho vakabva vati hatichavhoti vamwe vacho ndo vakabva vatiza vakaenda kupati itsaidi because ANC inoita sekuti yatorwa mavhoti ayo akati wandei nebato ravazuma oa kuti vatora mavhoti ari kubva muANC akawanda so akaita seDA iri kuita sekuti iri kumaneja ende yakati sumukirei rutsigiro hwayakawana EFF iri kutadzawo kuti payanga iri ndo painotadza kuti rutsigiro hwayo ruripo so ANC inotadza kuti yadzikira nekuda kwebato ravazuma nova kuti pavakabuda mubato vakabuda nevamwe vanhu vakavateera ete vanhu vanenge vachitaurawachitarisa nezvakawanda kuino kusouth africa kwatiri pamamwedzi dzapera ichi mumakore apfuura kwanga kune problem yekuinda kwemagetsi kuti magetsi anga achikwanisa kuinda pazuva nguva inodarika 12 hours obvauya nguva pfupipfupi panguva yanga yasara pakuti sarudzo dzichisvika nobva paitanga zvakaita semagetsi nemvura zvava kuuya zvava zvekuti vanhu vanenge vachizviona senge kuda kutenga mavhoti kudii so vamwe vanenge vachizvionawo zvisingavafani vachizviona kuti panoperera sarudzo magetsi futi anobva atanga kuiva
aiwa va marara nhasi mabva manyatsogona manyatsodedemura chaizvo tinokutendai chaizvo thank you so much caller I'll come to you, Mr. Ncube. I understand you're now back on the line. If you may answer in Ndebele, but I'm going to ask you in English. The new party led by former President Zuma seems to be doing very well. What did they do right in this election from your own observation?
Into abayenze kahle ibandla lika Zuma babuye lezinto abafuna kuzenzela abantu okungela elinye ibandla elikhulume ngazo. Okokuqala bathe khona bafuna ukuthi amakhosi kumbe izinkosi kube yizo ezizabamba umbuso welizwe singakukhumbula ukuthi wonke umuntu ulenkosi yakhe umuntu wonke ungaphansi kwenkosi so nxa kukhuluma inkosi abantu bayayilalela okwesi-two balande i-community yama-Khoisan i-community yama-Khoisan ibi-excluded vele kakhulu uzuma-ke uye kuba abantu laba nowakhuluma labo ukuthi ngababe khona iy'nkosi zama-Khoisan kwaba yizo ezikhuluma labantu bazo okwesithathu babakhuluma nge-africanism ukuthi imithetho eyenziwayo njengoba sisebenzisa i-Roman Dutch law akube lo mthetho owenziwa e-Afrika ozabe ungawabantu uhambisana lokwe-Afrika ngoba uzathola ukuthi e-England kulabo-queen kulabo-king but when they come this side uthole ukhansila nguyo semkhulu okwedlula induna induna kumbe inkosi so balethe zona lezo izinto sokugoqela lokomnotho nje abakufakileyo kodwa zona lezi ezintathu ngizibone kuyukuthi bezilomehluko kakhulu kuwo wonke amabandla siyazi i-EFF uthi khuma ngokuthi umnotho awuye ebantwini kodwa ozuma babubumbe okuyinto kwakhona kwakhwabitheka kwanambitheka so ngicabanga ukuthi yikho okwenza ukuthi kwenza abantu babe lo mdlandla wokuthi bavotele i-MK
thank you so much atodzoka zvakare kwamuri muzvinafundo mukonza zvinokwanisika here kuti tione mapato aya anopikisa vachibatana pamwe chete vanogona here kuti vabvise iyo ANC kana ANC ikabva yazotadza zvachose kuti isvike panodiwa?
Handioni zvichikwanisika nemamiriro akaita zvinhu nokuda kwekuti vemapato anopikisa vacho havana muonera pamwe pamusoro pe yatingati ideology neyatingati mapolicies avo. Totora muenzaniso veDemocratic Alliance neveEconomic Freedom Fighters, vanopesana zvakanyanya, vanogona kubatana nekuda kwekuti vese havafariri African National Congress. Asi mukufamba famba takaona kwavakabatana kuTswane, kumamunicipality yekuTswane nekuJohannesburg, pavanoti fambe fambe vachitonga vanoratidza kuti vanenge vachipesana pesana zvekuti kutonga kwacho hakubudi zvakanaka. Saka handisi kuona vemapato anopikisa vachibatana. Mukana watiri kutoona ndewekuti ANC inogona kutora pakati pemapato anopikisa iwa matatu andambotaura pekutanga, ndopanga tongobuda chibvumirano chinoita kuti nyika itongeke zvakanaka.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bandama. Your last word, when are these election results expected to be rounded up?
The election results, by law, they are supposed to be out within 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
But with the way that election results are rolling out, the commission seems to be doing good and handling the results management well. So possibly by Sunday, I'm hopeful that they will be done. But on that, I think it's also important to keep on highlighting that before the elections happened, there were some small agreements which were made among political parties.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the Democratic Alliance has what they are calling a moonshot pact, which is them and other smaller parties, which they align on certain things, but they also not align on other things. So before these elections happened, there were already some small arrangements in place. The question now would be, are those arrangements going to hold? And that's something that we don't know. The jury is out on that. Because we don't want to appear like it's a fluidly beautiful system. It's politics, and it's electoral politics. There's competition. Nobody gets into the race intending to come out number two.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's eyeing for that number one position. So I think right now all eyes are on the dashboard to see how things are going, especially with results for the metros beginning to come in. It's going to be very much all eyes on the screen. So it's a waiting game.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Bandama. Mr. Ncube, if you may give us your last word in Ndebele.
Engakusho ukuthi iSouth Africa izitholakala izithola isemjingweni. Ngoba ukuthi kubuseke kahle izangena iSouth Africa kulokho esithi election mode, ukuthi omunye lo munye uyabe secabanga ngokhetho oluzayo ukuthi khona singenza njani. Omunye ukhame, omunye intamo, omunye ubambe omunye emakhaleni. Kuza kuba nzima, umnotho welizwe kungenzeka ukuthi wehle uye phansi, izinto eziningi zingahambi kahle ngoba kuyabe kuyahlala kuyi-election campaign throughout until the next election. Whoever is in a coalition will be trying to outdo the other.
Mm-hmm.
So that bona kube yibo abazangena kuloku election ebuya. So ke kuyinto eza kuba nzima ku South Africa. Kodwa kithi njengeZimbabwe kumele sifunde ukuthi ke sibe lokhetho oluthuleyo, kuncintiswane kahle njenge South Africa ama results aphume ngesikhathi.
Thank you so much.
Ukuletha izano kwayo la kumele kuyifundise isifundo ukuthi izano kade beyizanga ikho kunye abakupanitshelwayo khonoko.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Ncube. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Professor Ricky Mukonza, Mr. Kudakwashe Bandama, and also Mr. Moses Ncube. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya here in Washington, saying have a great weekend.